A reading from the Gospel of Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And the people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." And he immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. And when they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of our Lord. Every human society builds its own structures and boundaries to keep people under control. The Jewish world in Jesus' time had a religious structure that defined people's everyday life to the extent that even illness and disability were ascribed to a personal transgression of legally permitted behavior. And there was an economic structure derived from the religious one, which means that a person proscribed for some transgression was outlawed and must seek their own support, perhaps by begging. And there were rules of social discourse, which meant an outlawed person had no right to seek attention from a rabbi. And in today's gospel, the assumption of those people accompanying Jesus was that this blind man, himself or maybe his parents, had sinned, and this blindness was God's punishment. And it was his duty to accept his fate, to depend upon the generosity of other people for a miserable kind of living, and to keep his mouth shut in the presence of his betters. So the blind man in today's reading is truly beyond the pale. Is that what makes him reach out and cross the boundary to ask Jesus' help? He has nothing to lose. And as we have seen so often, Jesus is in the business of breaking boundaries. It's his mission to offer compassion and healing and understanding and hope, the kingdom of God. So that has been the mission of so many missionaries ever since the time of Jesus, to offer their understanding of Christianity. Alas, so many of those missionaries through the ages brought more than that. They sought to impose a culture and a social system on those that they considered inferior and sometimes barbaric. Some of the history of the missionaries who were embedded with the conquistadores in South America shames us to this day. It has been the tragedy of so many missionary ventures. It's worthwhile noticing that Jesus is very careful to avoid simply giving the blind man what he thought the blind man wanted. He never presumes to know what is best. Jesus says to the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus listens. He respects this man's understanding of his own predicament, and he responds to the man's request. And the man receives not only his eyesight, but the recognition that in Jesus he can find meaning and fulfillment. He becomes a follower. Listening, learning. These are the very first tasks of the missionary. And so many people today offering their faith and hope and energy are good at listening and learning. I think particularly of the Dominican Volunteers International movement, which has as its slogan, Going Beyond the Frontiers, and which links two communities, ascending community, with its sponsors a volunteer, and a receiving one. It links them in a way that helps both to learn from each other. And closer to home, so many Christians become valued members of their local communities because they have learned to listen, to accept people where they are right now, to simply be there for the person in need. Sadly, there are still those, some in high places in our church, who are more concerned to set boundaries and frontiers than to engage in a loving relationship with people in need. Theirs is not the message that Jesus preached. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus never imposes, never prescribes, never puts conditions in place. Jesus listens and learns and gives.